Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Of Democrats believe that Trump's name should be removed from the ballot. I kid you not, 81% think that states should disqualify Donald Trump from being on the ballot. Yep, we're working to save democracy, all right? I don't know, folks, I guess sometimes you just gotta laugh a little bit about it. At some of the absurdity of it, but a lot of these folks are pretty serious, so obviously there's going to be some controversy about that. But again, these things need to be decided as a matter of law, but not as a matter of political agenda. So folks, welcome back to the program. Kyle Warren with you, of course. Welcome back as we continue into this Tuesday edition of the show. Welcome to everybody listening on AM 860, everybody listening on AM 930, everybody listening along the GCN network, everybody listening online via the live streams. You can go to KyleWarrenShow.com, by the way, if you want to pick up those live streams for GCN or for TheAnswerTampa.com. That's AM 860, The Answer, our flagship station. So head on over there, and you can also send me a direct message as well. Click on Send Kyle a Direct Message, and you're off and running from there. Well, folks, again, we're talking with Denise Simon this morning. Denise Simon from FoundersCode.com and the Denise Simon Experience on Facebook. Good morning again, Denise.
Good morning.
Good morning. Well, I'll tell you. So what do you think? 81% of Democrats want Trump off the ballot? I'm not surprised, but
no, I'm not either.
Yeah, it's just another way of winning for them from their perspective.
Well, you know, here's the interesting thing. This all started with Colorado and their Supreme Court decision on having Trump on the ballot. All right, so they already knew, based on how they wrote the text out, that this thing was going to go to the U.S. Supreme Court. That's why they put those dates in there. Now, having said that, who exactly is going to argue the case before the Supreme Court? You know what I'm saying? I mean,
right.
Is somebody from the state of Colorado that's already on the payroll? Are they going to hire some kind of law firm? You know, it would be a fascinating case to hear. I think it actually ought to be televised. It's remarkable to me that you could have secretaries of state make these kinds of judgments. You have other secretaries of state that don't want them on the ballot, but they're keeping them on the ballot. I mean, it's just all over the place. And then if you look at the text, actually, of Article 3 of the 14th Amendment, which, by the way, came from 1868.
Yeah, it's a Civil War issue. That's right. Civil
yeah,
War
so, I mean, well, it's hard to even understand lawyers anymore. You know, you want to have one sitting next to you and trying to tell you what the legalness is about it all, but then you got 14 other lawyers that make a different kind of legal argument. So I don't know. I mean, you can almost hang yourself trying to figure it out.
Well, but of course, at the very heart of the matter is, you know, can I decide who can be on the ballot? Let's say if I'm a Secretary of State, I can just simply say, I think that that person's utterances constitute an insurrection. You know, or something, or just whatever it is, I, you know, that I don't like about them, or whatever they said, or what their agenda is. I think
that
agenda is, in my opinion, insurrectionist for the country. It's not. It's. I'm not going to let this person even be on the ballot. That's, as you said, this is where we are in the idea that these are arbitrary decisions entirely.
And don't think that, you know, you got members of Congress that are, you know, calling it all of these people that were at January 6th and Trump himself insurrectionist. You know, Congress, both houses, are absolutely loaded with lawyers. And, you know, that's the other scary part. What kind of advice is happening there? You know, it's kind of like you got to introduce a bill, but you got to run the bill through some kind of legal process here. Is it constitutional? You know what I'm saying? I mean, no wonder there's like 1.5 million lawyers in Washington, D.C.
Well, that's exactly it. Yeah, it's an ocean, basically.
Yes.
Ocean. Well, you know, As well, Trump will be on these ballots. I think that's going to be fair to assume ultimately. But the left will certainly want to use that as a cry of illegitimacy for the Supreme Court. Look at the Supreme Court.
I was just going to say that.
Yeah, very cool.
Just going to say that. They're going to cry foul of, you know, that the Supreme Court is, you know, the judges there are not legitimate judges, or they're activist judges, or whatever, you know.
But that's exactly what Colorado did. You know, it seems like they made up this thing, and they said, we're going to, you know, sort of get this out of thin air about an insurrection.
Right. And, you know, as far as I'm concerned, insurrection in this particular case is a made-up term. It's a manufactured condition.
Well, right.
I mean, you can't be an insurrectionist and have never gone into the congressional building, into the building itself. How can you be an insurrectionist that you were literally on the campus, but never entered the building?
Right.
That you didn't touch anybody. You were just there, freezing your butt off. You know.
Right.
How can that be an insurrectionist? I mean, that is. All federal land belonged to taxpayers.
That's right. Well, you know, part of this, too, is just simply, hey, we don't like what you're saying. And you don't agree with us. Therefore, we are going to brand you as an insurrectionist. It's like denouncing somebody in the old Soviet Union, you know. It just
stop.
That's right. Just the way it goes. Stay right there, Denise. Folks, we're coming up. Short break. When we come back, more with Denise Simon, founderscode.com. We'll open up the telephone lines, by the way, at the bottom of the hour if you have a question or comment for Denise. Kyle Warren with you. Stay right there.
It's obvious. The unthinkable continues. Most Americans know something very wrong is happening. People in charge keep telling you that everything's fine and to stop noticing. But you know better. That's why self-reliant folks are investing in emergency food storage. And you should, too. My Patriot Supply, the nation's largest emergency preparedness company, are the ones you can trust. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and secure their best-selling 3-month emergency food kits. Each contains tasty breakfasts, lunches, and dinners averaging over 2,000 calories per day. Save $200 on each 3-month food kit you purchase. My Patriot Supply also sells solar generators, gravity-powered water filters, off-grid room heaters for when the power goes out, heirloom seeds, and survival gear. Order by 3 p.m. and your items ship that same day and arrive quickly on your doorstep in unmarked boxes. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com today. Time is running out to prepare for what's coming. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Tejibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea helps build red corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com, or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. ShopSuperTea.com.
When it comes to vaping, the truth can get clouded. So let's make it clear. Vaping is not safe for youth.
Because vaping can put microscopic particles into your lungs.
And dangerous things like metals into your body.
And nicotine, which can harm a person's brain development through their mid-20s.
With appealing flavors, high nicotine levels, and lots of promotion on social media.
Many kids think vaping is harmless, but it's not.
So talk to your kids about the risks of vaping.
Because when you talk, they hear you.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutraMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
That can be defined in a single word. As you put it in.
So it seems that 3 out of 4 Americans, according to a CBS poll, everybody, this is a CBS poll. 3 out of 4 Americans say the situation on the southern border is very serious. 45% call it a crisis. So, I don't know. I mean, this is all starting to sort of make its way through of what's happening at the border, and the opinions thereof, I think, are going to be incredibly important. Certainly, this is not something the Democrats want to hear. Folks, welcome back to the program. Kyle Warren with you. 949-822-7959. That's the number. We're going to open up the telephone lines at the bottom of the hour if you have a question or comment for our guest, Denise Simon, of course, who's with us again this morning. Good morning again, Denise.
Good morning.
Good morning. And don't forget, folks, founderscode.com is Denise's website. Be sure to go over there and check out all of the great articles and materials that she has there. Well, yeah, what do you think, Denise? We got 3 out of 4 Americans, at least according to this one poll, saying that the border is very serious. Almost half call it a crisis. Are we making headway here, at least in terms of public perception?
Why wouldn't it be a crisis? I mean,
right.
These people, not strategic enough thinkers to understand what the consequences are of these people coming across the border and what it's doing, and to degradate our entire civil society here. I mean, Chicago's upset, Philadelphia's upset, New York's upset. I mean, you know, you've got all of these poor people that live in these cities that are, you know, having to live in and around these migrants. Now, what's happening in the schools? What's happening with the healthcare system? What's happening with crime? What's happening with the taxpayer dollars? I mean, it's remarkable to me that as long as the federal government is paying for it, then I don't have to worry about it. But, they just don't figure out that it's our money. And it's unauthorized money to be paid into this. So it's really quite remarkable to me that it isn't a crisis. In fact, I call it an insurgency. It's ungoverned space. And if you look at, how we discuss, the military discusses certain regions around the globe, Libya or Syria or whatever, they're ungoverned spaces, which means that you can have any kind of jamboree here with jihadis operating, and that puts a risk to all kinds of innocent people. Well, do you think that we don't have some really nasty people coming across this border? Not only could they necessarily be terrorists, but we would all, how many times do we say that if you're a member of a cartel, and the cartels are just as dangerous, they operate just like terrorists do, just like an Al-Qaeda does. It's just the same kind of tactics. Why isn't it a crisis?
Well, certainly. And, well, it most certainly is a crisis. And, I don't want to say this, but it just seems to me, what will it take? Do we have to have something go seriously wrong in terms of a terror attack that can be traced to coming across the open border? What does it take? And I certainly hope
that would be packaged as workplace violence or something. They would never even, tell us. Do we know everything that we think? How many times has this administration lied to us about something? I can't think of a topic that they haven't lied to us about. So if we find out that there was some kind of a terror attack, whatever that may be, and it was an illegal, do you think they would actually explain it that way? Or Associated Press would tell us that way, or the Washington Post? No.
Well, of course not. Of course not. And certainly, with the Biden administration or the Biden campaign, I guess, they want you to believe that it's the Republicans that have this this racist viewpoint and this kind of thing. But what happens, Denise, when we've got people that have come to the country, and the Denver mayor was on about this the other day, wanting to get work permits for people because they have these court dates that go out 5 or 6 years from now. And he believes that if you get people put to work, it's less resources that have to be spent to take care of them, and he wants more federal assistance. But at the same time, I would think that, well, why do we have this problem in the first place? It's not about just trying to get people work permits. It's like some people should not have gotten here yet because they need to go through a different process, not just by coming over illegally.
We're giving them housing. We're giving them food. We're giving them medical care. During the break, during the news clip in the break, it was said that Governor Newsom is now adding another 875,000 illegals to the rolls of the get free medical care, and that's in addition to the over 1.1 million, I think it said.
Mm-hmm.
All right, so he's approaching 2 million people in the state of California that are illegal, getting free health care. That's a crisis into itself. The state of California is what, $30 billion in debt?
At the very least, it's going up. Exactly. Exactly. Well, I tell you what, Denise, can you tell us tell us what's going on with the Fannie Willis controversy?
Aye. Well, Fannie Willis obviously is the Fulton County prosecutor that has gone after Trump and his co-conspirators. Well, as it turns out, she hired this lawyer to be the lead part of the prosecution. Okay?
Mm-hmm.
Well, he's been paid over $1 million. But he gets other perks in all of this, too. Because he sleeps with her. He travels with her. They take cruises together.
Okay.
And so this goes against all ethics, not only legal ethics, as lawyers and as prosecutors, but ethics that are in violation of the county and of the state of Georgia. Complete violations. Furthermore, it appears on two separate occasions, ladies and gentlemen, that the Biden Department of Justice has actually met with Fannie Willis and the prosecutors twice. Oh! Oh! So we have a very interesting condition that's happening here, ladies and gentlemen, and this is going to throw things into an absolute it already has. There's going to be lawsuits. You've got some of the air quote co-conspirators that have pled guilty, did apologies. They have to pay fines. They have to do community service, so forth and so on. So this is gonna end up being really quite interesting here, on how this plays out. You've got a situation here that Fannie Willis had to be just stupid, just absolutely stupid. It wasn't the Department of Justice. I lied. It was the Biden's White House counsel.
Okay.
met with Fannie Willis's lead prosecutor his name is Nathan Wade. So the White House counsel met on May the 23rd and November the 18th of 2022 before indicting Donald Trump. Okay?
Mm-hmm.
And there's actually receipts to this. Traveled to Athens, a conference with the White House counsel for 8 hours. Got billed at 8 hours at $250 an hour. And then another time in November, same thing, 8 hours at $250 an hour. So, yeah, this one, and I think that actually Jesse Waters brought this up last night, although I did not watch Jesse Waters. I was watching the football game. Mm-hmm. I did not have a dog in either of that hunt when it came to the national championship. So I decided to watch football anyway.
But it is a definite, it's interesting when these connections and or these revelations, come out. So
yeah, bubble to the surface.
That's right. Well, Denise, stay right there. We're going to come right back right after this. We'll open up the telephone lines if you have a question. Stay right there, everybody. Kyle Warren with you. We are coming right back.
Do you know someone with a drug or alcohol problem? Get help now. Insurance may cover everything. Stop the drug and alcohol nightmare. Call 800-284-0523. Learn how through the Family Medical Leave Act, you can leave your job without losing your job. Locations everywhere. Get immediate help for drug and alcohol problems. Call now. 800-284-0523. 800-284-0523.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire fireplace grates. Our U.S. patented Made in America Wall of Fire grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
USA News. news update. The sound of protesters in Israel, as it's been 3 months and people are questioning where are the hostages and what's being done to get them out. Israelis who are missing a loved one kidnapped by Hamas terrorists back on October 7th, protesting in Tel Aviv and setting up a long table with more than 100 empty white chairs with color pictures of those still being held. In other news, in light of the war in Ukraine and the war in the Middle East, it seems it would be a good idea to know where the U.S. Defense Secretary is, but we are learning more about his absence. Lloyd Austin, turns out, was in the hospital as the result of complications from a medical procedure, and he was even in ICU for a period. Problem is, he reportedly didn't inform the White House for a few days. He was hospitalized Monday, and reporters at the Pentagon first alerted to the situation on Friday. And I'm Laura Winters, USA News.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, formerly Air Force Lieutenant Colonel, Air National Guard and Reservist. I'm looking for veterans, active duty military personnel to join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. She needs your skills, courage, and loyalty more than ever. Contact GCNteam.com. Because of the financial and healthcare collapse, veterans are currently struggling finding jobs. Frustrated looking for a job? Change your tactics. Join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. Start a healthcare business with FDI Longevity 90 for Life crusade. Contact GCNteam.com. Immediately. You're looking for military specialists who can use a computer and communicate information and execute a battle plan. Join the admirals, Navy SEALs, Marines, pilots, Army officers, military police, sheriffs, police officers, firemen, and first responders already enrolled in the 90 for Life crusade. Contact GCNteam.com now. FDI Longevity will help you apply your military skills to the task of saving America through health and financial programs. Contact GCNteam.com. Enlist in GCNteam.com and save America.
Let me tell you a story about Bill. Bill was a normal guy in his 50s. He had back surgery about 2 years ago. Bill was in a lot of pain. He dealt with his pain by taking the Percocets his doctor prescribed for him. Bill took more and more and more of them to help with the pain, until one day the prescriptions weren't enough to get rid of Bill's pain. Then one day Bill found someone to help him get rid of the pain with illegal drugs he didn't need a prescription for. Fast forward to today. Bill lost his job and his family. The only thing he does have is his drug dealer. If you know Bill's story and you don't want to end up like Bill, call the Detox and Treatment Helpline right now to get away and get treatment.
800-296-1327. 800-296-1327. 800-296-1327. Call right now. Help is standing by. 800-296-1327.
All right, welcome back, everybody. Kyle Warren with you. As we continue through this Tuesday edition of the broadcast, lots and lots more to talk about. And, you know, yesterday in the program, we were playing a sort of a variation of Where's Waldo? And that, of course, was where is and where was the Secretary of Defense. But now, folks, we understand the White House is saying, and I want to bring Denise, of course, back in on this. Good morning again, Denise Simon.
Good morning.
Good morning. The White House, Denise, is saying that that Secretary Austin has the full faith and confidence, or words to that effect. I always think that's the kiss of death, right? Whenever you get you have the full faith and confidence of the president, that usually means you're on your way out.
I don't think he is on his way out.
Yeah, I don't think so either. But
they're going to keep him. I mean, they don't know. He hasn't replaced a single cabinet post. So no, and he's still in the hospital today as we speak. He's still there.
Well, you know, one of the things that really, I just hate to think this way, but because, you know, the president is the president no matter what, but, I don't know that Biden knows a lot of the different things that are going on. I mean, in other words, why would he know that Austin would be in the hospital per se? In other words, is this just another indicator that, you know, a lot of this policy is just not coming from Biden?
Well, none of it's coming from Biden.
Yeah. Yeah, I'm being generous here, obviously. Yeah.
Since Austin has been in the hospital, our forces in Iraq have been attacked 8 times. So, you know, as a matter of procedure, the president ought to be talking to his Secretary of Defense on a daily basis. You know, have a scheduled call every day at 11 o'clock or, you know, regardless of where Secretary Austin is. You know, if he's not in the hospital, he could be in Germany. You know, you still have a discussion with him. So then it begs the question, is Biden talking to any of his cabinet people on a daily basis? Does he even know where Tony Blinken is at this moment? is he only having discussions with Jake Sullivan? It's really kind of remarkable. I don't think he's having discussions with anybody, and for that matter, I don't think that Kamala Harris is either.
It is a very scary kind of a thought, isn't it? You know,
as I mentioned, a couple days ago, what is in the presidential daily briefing? And if you got somebody at CIA or you got somebody at, Department of Justice or whoever provides the presidential daily briefing, do they do it in person anymore? Or do they just send it over on some kind of a protected Microsoft Word pad thing, on a tablet? And nobody presents anything? Is there no question and answer? I mean, presidential daily briefing. Daily briefing.
Right.
So who else is in the room? Who else is in the room when these people are briefed?
Well,
if they're briefed.
Well, we're hard pressed to have the idea that Joe Biden will sit there and again, this is no fun to say, right? But it's hard to believe that Joe Biden is sitting there taking all this in, as you said, you know, asking questions and sort of being conversant in all of these different issues that a president has to be. I mean, even ex-presidents get some form of briefing so that they keep abreast of what's happening in the world because they may be called upon at some point to offer
They're
some...
They're often called upon.
Yeah, exactly. So they have to to know what's happening. Well, exactly. But they have to know something. So one thinks it's more interactive or interesting, maybe. That's a good word to use. So it's just hard to believe that Biden is capable of sitting there and going through that process. It's almost too much for him.
So it begs the question, who is there?
Right. Right. And it's no surprise that the feeling of the lack of leadership is palpable, right? It's something that people can sense. You know,
So why wouldn't President Xi and Putin and the mullahs in North Korea, why wouldn't they all be taking advantage of this? Don't think that they're not cultivating much more about the inside baseball workings of this White House and this federal government more than we are. They are more current. Our enemies are more current on our feebleness, that's such a word, than we can possibly describe.
I think you're right. I think you're right about that. And again, this is the kind of thing that, given the events that we're seeing already, but given an event that could happen tomorrow or something, some unforeseen kind of a thing, it's scary because you don't feel like this president would simply sort of grab the reins and say, okay, this is what we're going to do, and this is how we're going to get through this, and start sort of, for lack of a better term, barking orders at everybody at the White House. That he's not that involved.
Well, he's not. I mean, we never hear little Miss Karine Jean-Pierre saying that, Biden spent 3 hours in the Situation Room discussing this or having, these meetings with other allied leaders you know, in these phone calls and so forth. Well, we don't hear those things, you know. So who's coordinating all of this? Well, I would argue somewhere between Susan Rice and Jake Sullivan. And, oh, by the way, when they have a question, they're going to pick up the phone and call by Obama himself and say, you know, what do you suggest?
Well, I think, yeah, that's absolutely correct. And but certainly what's happening in Europe with Ukraine, but also what you got happening with what's happening in Israel right now, it doesn't inspire confidence to think that Biden is capable of just navigating those things. In other words, does he sit in the residence or does he sit behind the Resolute desk and say, I formulated a strategy here, you know, or call his advisors in and say, this is what I want to do. Go make it happen. I hate to sound like a broken record, but that's, I don't get that impression.
I don't either. Quite actually, you know, it's all terrifying to me. The Defense Intelligence Agency, the DNI, CIA, I mean, you know, what are these people doing and what are their frustrations? if they have any, if they don't, they should. And if they don't, then they ought to be fired along with, you know, Secretary Austin. I mean, the man ought to be absolutely fired, period.
But they've got the full faith and confidence.
Yeah, whatever.
That's exactly right. Well, of course, also, we understand that it looks like in Sweden, they're supposed to be joining NATO, correct? So Sweden and Finland.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah. So, are they you know, looking obviously at what Russia could do next, but at the same time, you've got Putin who's coming up for re-election here pretty soon. I mean, is he worried about that in some way? Because we understand he's trying to meet with some of these families of the fallen from the war in Ukraine, trying to shore up some of his public relations.
Well, I mean, you know, there's 500,000, it's alleged that 500,000 Russians have been killed. So you're going to have some number inside that 500,000 of family survivors that are protesting, asking hard questions, that are furious, that are mad. And that doesn't include the communications that his existing Russian war fighters are communicating home. You know, we had two hours worth of training. We're not getting food. We're freezing to death. We don't get medical care. Our equipment's breaking down. I mean, those communications are going back and forth. We're so, yeah, it's nuts. I don't know how to put it.
Well, I think that's the right way to put it. Denise Simon, founderscode.com, the Denise Simon Experience on Facebook. It's great to talk with you this morning. And, of course, we'll be back at it tomorrow morning. Take care.
All right. Good morning. Thank you.
Take care. All right. Denise Simon, everybody. We're going to come right back, Kyle Warren, with you as we continue to race through and rock it through the Tuesday edition. Coming back with Chris Markowski. Stay right there.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. teamg'day.com. teamg'day.com.
Wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated. So keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunny Bay heating pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunny Bay heating pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunny Bay heating pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com, including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com or just search for Sunny Bay heating pad. To your good health and wellness from Sunny Bay.
You've seen crazy diets to lose weight? At GCN Team, our healthy body weight loss system simply neutralizes the body, bringing down cravings. It has been proven that nutritional deficiencies drive appetite for carbs, sugars, and fats. Lose weight the easy way. Find us at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Fighting cravings is a fool's game. Give the body what it needs to be satisfied. Again, 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Welcome back, everybody. Kyle Warren with you. Welcome back as we continue racing through and rocketing through the Tuesday edition of the program. And we hope things are going well for you this morning. We're glad to be up with you here bright and early today, of course. And now it's time, of course, to talk with our good friend Chris Markowski. He is the Watchdog on Wall Street, watchdogonwallstreet.com. That is the website. And also you can hear Chris right here in our home station of AM 860, The Answer, at 5 a.m. Eastern Times on Saturday mornings and 5 p.m. Eastern Times on Sunday afternoons. Again, right here on AM 860, The Answer. Good morning, Chris.
Good morning.
Good morning. Well, as always, no shortage of things to talk about. Now, according to one Fed, associated with the Fed, Rafael Bostic, I believe, he's saying that inflation is on the path to reaching the 2% target that they had set in place. But the only caveat is we have to stay on that path. So, I mean, I don't know what we take this for, but I don't know. Is the 2% attainable? What do you think?
It's government numbers, so they can, you know, fudge them and do what they want with them. That's what they, you know, supposedly it was down to before. I never really bought into it. It depends on how you go about measuring inflation. I guess you know, we can get certain prices down to that level. But, and, you know, you take a look and you see, you know, the consistent upswing and things that, you know, we have to use on an everyday basis. Like I said, I never really bought into the fact that inflation was so low for such a long period of time.
Well, and at the same time, we've got, of course, people who enjoy watching Shark Tank. You got Kevin O'Leary, who's now chiming in on this whole thing. He says he doesn't believe that the Fed is going to start cutting rates in March like people think they might. So, again, you have one person who says, well, they're going to cut the rates soon. Others will say, no, they're not going to cut the rates hardly at all yet. And, again, it's hard to know who to believe because it's always back and forth like that.
Well, like I said, don't base your portfolio decisions based on what the Federal Reserve is going to do. It's a waste of time. They do, they don't, they don't. It doesn't really matter. I mean, again, Fed's been wrong before. They'll be wrong again. Everybody's basically trying to guess what's going to happen next. I don't know. I think the Fed's going to, during an election year, is going to do everything that they can to keep, the consumer and the markets happy. So I think that kind of points in the direction to them lowering rates. If they do it in March, they do it in June. Is it really that big of a difference?
Well, and meanwhile, you've got another economic forecaster talking about this thing called a super cycle, in the sense that you'll have a big period of economic expansion, growing strong GDP, and other strong demand for other goods and services and so forth. This also being driven, evidently, they're saying, by things like decarbonization and artificial intelligence. But do we really see that there's going to be a super cycle or a big period of expansion because of these kinds of things, do you think?
The whole business cycle thing, I think, is kind of, I think it's kind of unnecessary, to some degree. I really don't, I think it's a lot of it's Federal Reserve induced, you need to, blow up bubbles and then go ahead and then pop them. I don't see that that's a necessary thing. I mean, you take a look, you want to call the Great Recession part of a super cycle? No, that was, stupid allocation of resources and, bad government policy in regards to allowing, nonsensical type mortgages and whatnot that led to terrible things. So, I don't know. I think a lot of this stuff is bad policy related, whether it be government or Federal Reserve.
Well, in terms of what we see now, of course, with this deal that's being reached, the 1.59 or in some cases 1.66, I'm also seeing $1 trillion deal to avoid the government shutdown. Is that going to prevail, do you think? It really isn't in anybody's best interest that the government shut down.
Well, I right now, I mean, you're going to have members, the Freedom Caucus, hemming and hawing about this. I don't like this deal. I don't like this spending package. But, you have to understand the realities of the terrain here. Republicans have had the presidency and the Senate and the House before, and they haven't done anything to lower spending during those periods of time. You barely have any sort of room to maneuver within the House. It's such so close, and you don't have the Senate. So what are you supposed to do? I mean, you're gonna shut the government down? You might want to win some elections, is my suggestion, and you might want to start when you do find yourself in power. You might, rather than, do something nonsensical and continue to send money back to your districts or, continue to finance wars, maybe you might want to start cutting back on spending. So Republicans don't have much credibility when it comes to spending anyway. I mean, you're going to get a few people that are going to have it all over this, but again, it'd be nice if they actually, when they talk about red waves, if they actually materialized.
Well, that's right, because a lot of times we'll see polls or there'll be a sort of feeling out there, but as you said, it doesn't materialize, and the one time it really should have would have been the midterms, one would have thought. But it really was not a red wave at all. It was just sort of a splash or something like that. But moving into where we're going this year in terms of where businesses are going, I know we've talked a little bit about before about the idea of the woke factor and the, you know, we've got companies getting rid of their DEI, departments and things like that. Is corporate America having a renaissance now about get out of politics and just try to please the customer?
I don't think they liked it from the beginning. Corporate America, unfortunately, doesn't have much of a backbone when it comes to certain things. And there's a lot of CEOs out there that, depending on which way the wind blows at that point in time, are just going to move in that direction. And they all do it. So it doesn't allow them to, you know, be distinctive or show any side of leadership anyway. And, you know, they're not going to continue to waste money on stupid initiatives after, the bloom has come off the rose, so to speak. On that idea. So, right now you're going to see a lot of layoffs, you're going to see a lot of human resource people go, and you're going to see a lot of this nonsense go away.
Well, and at the same time, you mentioned about spending. We look at it in terms of the deficit. You know, now it's over, some $34 trillion. Can we actually get a handle on that by cutting spending? Or do you need, I don't think there's enough revenue out there right now to go out and seize to pay the federal deficit. But can we make huge headway, though, with meaningful spending cuts?
Sure you could. You start by, balancing the budget. That's it. You don't borrow anymore. That's it. No more borrowing. It's not necessary. You balance the budget. You go from there, and you start knocking down this debt, slowly but surely. There's ways can be done. It's going to take a long time, you have to stop, spending more than you're taking in.
Well, with one of the counters to that from people who don't want to cut spending would be, well, this is going to be, austerity measures like you'd never know, and then everybody's going to suffer, and it'd just be, hell on earth, that kind of thing.
It's just stupid. You're going to have to sacrifice. Absolutely. I pointed this out on my show. When you look back to 2010 when they had the problems in Europe and, Greece was faced with a choice. And, they had to suffer some pretty astute austerity measures. But right now, that country's booming. It's doing phenomenally well. It's, completely turned its fortunes around. It's a different place, based on the fact that they got their fiscal house in order. You gotta present the thing as, we're gonna have to, we're gonna have to suck it up for a while and put these measures into place, but then what we're capable of is gonna be fantastic.
Well, and that also can ring true for people in their own, their kitchen table budgets or their company, this kind of thing. So I appreciate what you're saying very much. Chris Markowski, the Watchdog on Wall Street, watchdogonwallstreet.com. We'll talk to you again tomorrow morning, sir.
You got it. Have a good one.
You too. Take care. Chris Markowski, everybody. Kyle Warren with you. And we are going to come right back after the top of the hour news. Hour 3 in the books. Hour 4 coming right up. Stay right there. We're having fun this morning.
These are the sounds of someone taking their eyes off the road. Texting while driving is more than distracting. It's dangerous. Do yourself a favor. Do us all a favor. When you're on the road, stay off the phone. A message from CTIA.